Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, March 4th, 2025, and we have a great mix of real estate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Blackwell 3D Inc.'s deal to expand into Dubai's real estate sector with a new development in Dubai South. Blackwell 3D Construction Corp. announces a major step in its Middle East expansion with a new residential project in Dubai South. This move aligns with the company's strategy to establish itself in Dubai's growing property market. BDCC's CEO, Mohammed Saif Zaveri, expressed excitement about entering Dubai's real estate sector, emphasizing the focus on innovation and sustainable development. The project in Dubai South aims to contribute to the area's growth as a real estate investment hub. With Dubai's booming real estate sector, BDCC sees this as a catalyst for further expansion in the region. Stay tuned for more details about this exciting development from Blackwell 3D.
Mark Capital Management wins Perry Logistics Investor of the Year. Mark Capital Management has been recognized as the Logistics Investor of the Year by Peer. The award comes after the success of Crossbay 2, which secured 660 million euro in equity commitments in Q4 2024, a 20% increase from its predecessor. With a total investment capacity of over 1.5 billion, Crossbay 2 is managed by on-the-ground teams in major European markets. New investors include pension funds, sovereign wealth funds, and family offices from Europe, Asia, and the US. Crossbay 2 is one of the top 10 largest industrial and logistics private real estate funds globally and the largest Europe-focused fund. With investments in key European markets, Crossbay 2 has acquired over 7.5 million square feet. Mark Capital Management's CEO, Marcus Meiser, credits the success to the on-the-ground teams and the ability to source off-market opportunities, setting them apart in the industry.
PPAC Private Bank and Trust welcomes Joseph E. Fingerman. Joseph E. Fingerman has joined PPAC Private Bank and Trust as Senior Managing Director and President of Commercial Real Estate, bringing over 25 years of experience in the industry. Previously with Signature Bank, Fingerman oversaw commercial real estate portfolios and led growth in New York and West Coast markets. He is known for his expertise in lending on various property types and has strong relationships with real estate owners and investors nationwide. Fingerman, a SUNY Oneonta graduate, has been recognized on the Power 50 list by Commercial Observer. He is excited to work with President and CEO Doug Kennedy and reunite with former colleagues at PPAC Private. The bank, founded in 1921, offers a client-centric approach to banking, wealth management, and investment solutions.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates 4Q24 report on Gladstone Commercial Corp, NASDAQ GS Good. Stonegate Capital Partners recently updated their 4Q24 report on Gladstone Commercial Corp. In the fourth quarter, Good reported revenue of $37.4 million, with FFO per share at 35 cents and AFO per share at $0.23. The company maintained its disciplined portfolio management approach, ending the quarter with 135 properties across 27 states. They executed their capital recycling strategy by selling one non-core property and acquiring a new industrial property in Missouri. Gladstone reported a robust liquidity position with total liquidity of $101.7 million, showcasing their strong operational fundamentals with a high occupancy rate of 98.7%. The company continues to shift towards industrial properties, reducing exposure to office assets, and currently pays a 7.5% dividend yield. Based on valuation methods, the company appears undervalued with a valuation range of $15.47 to $17.54. Baltis Ackerman Commercial Development sells 307,000 CEF, Doerr Lane Logistics Center. Baltese Ackerman Commercial Development has sold the 307,000-square-foot Door Lane Logistics Center in Schertz, Texas. The property, fully leased to private investors from California, is a Class A distribution center providing easy access to major highways. Ackerman & Co. Principal Jeff Bryant expressed gratitude for the City of Schertz's support. MEI Rigging and Crating and Quality Custom Distribution are the current tenants. Ackerman & Co. continues to focus on industrial development in Texas with over 3 million square feet completed or in progress. The partnership is investing in new projects like Corporate Drive Industrial Park in Selma and TriPoint Logistics Center in Seguin, among others. JLL, a global commercial real estate company, represented Baltese Ackerman in the transaction. Partners, a leading commercial real estate firm, facilitated the leases on behalf of ownership.
Copper Property CTL passed through trust issues, monthly reporting package for December 2024. Copper Property CTL pass-through trust has released its monthly report for December 2024, with a total distribution of $24.2 million or 322926 per trust certificate to be paid on January 10, 2025. Certificate holders of record as of January 9, 2025 will receive the payment. The trust's reports and SEC filings can be accessed on their website. Established to acquire retail properties from JCPenney, the trust's objective is to sell the properties to third-party purchasers. Forward-looking statements in the trust's news release caution of potential risks and uncertainties. For more information, contact Jessica Cummins, Investor Relations, at +1-847-313-4755 or visit the company's website.
DoorPro America expands presence in New Jersey with Liberty Door and Awning Partnership. DoorPro America, a leading installer and service provider of residential garage doors, has acquired Liberty Door and Awning, a family-owned provider of door solutions in New Jersey. With Liberty's established reputation for quality and craftsmanship, this partnership will allow DoorPro America to expand its footprint in New Jersey and offer a wider range of products and services. Both companies are excited about the growth opportunities this acquisition will bring as they work together to provide exceptional customer service and value to their customers. This move marks an important milestone for DoorPro America as it continues to solidify its position in the garage door industry.
Nova home buyers find extraordinary value at University Park in Palm Desert. Nova at University Park in Palm Desert offers high style at an attainable price, with prices starting in the low $700,000. The homes range from 2,328 to 2,751 square feet, with 4 to 5 bedrooms and 3.5 to 4.5 bathrooms. The new casita designs provide independent living capacity, ideal for various households. Nova residents can enjoy indoor-outdoor connectivity, sleek kitchens, and luxurious primary suites. The community is near key destinations like Eisenhower Health and quality schools. Abundant retail and dining choices, recreational options, and the amenity center at the Grove provide leisure activities. Shoppers can explore financing opportunities with preferred lender Jeff Wiersma. Responsive customer service is a priority for Woodbridge Pacific Group, with a convenient online service request system available for residents.
Blue Mound 287 Self-Storage has hobby shop spaces for lease in North Fort Worth. Blue Mound 287 Self-Storage units in North Fort Worth offer affordable storage spaces with flexible month-to-month leases. They provide a 10% discount on rent and waive the administration fee for veterans and first responders. Additionally, they have hobby shop spaces available starting at $340 a month, perfect for hobbyists and entrepreneurs. These workshops include 24/7 access, electricity, and a secure location just off Highway 287. With sizes ranging from 360 to 960 square feet, customers can find the ideal space for their needs and budget. For more information, visit Blue Mound 287 Self Storage's website or call 817-439-1380.
Lease accounting software efficiencies for real estate and property managers. Lease accounting software such as Sage Intacct has transformed the way real estate and property management firms handle their finances. By automating tasks, centralizing data, ensuring compliance, and improving financial reporting, these software solutions offer numerous benefits. Partnering with Sage Intacct Accountants Program SAP partners like Windows can help firms maximize the advantages of lease accounting software, streamline processes, reduce errors, and enhance financial performance. Haltom City loses Collector Car Museum to Fort Worth. Ron Sturgeon, a Haltom City entrepreneur, started his first business 50 years ago and eventually found success in the auto salvage business. He opened the DFW Elite Toy Museum in Haltom City, which has now outgrown its location. Despite efforts to relocate within Haltom City, zoning issues prevented the move. Sturgeon ultimately found a new location in Fort Worth and is disappointed to leave Haltom City. The Haltom United Business Alliance aims to revitalize the city's business community, advocating for small business growth and improved infrastructure. Membership is open to all Haltom City business owners. Stay tuned for the DFW Car and Toy Museum's reopening in Fort Worth in 2025. First master-planned community is Corpus Christi secures home builders. Whitecap NPI, the first master-planned community in Corpus Christi, has selected Azali Homes and Newcastle Homes as its showcase of homes builders. These custom-designed homes will enhance the coastal living experience with features like rooftop terraces, elevators, and pools. Newcastle Homes will offer three-story floor plans, while Azali Homes will provide two- and three-story options. Upon completion, Whitecap NPI will feature over 600 residential options, including single-family homes, villas, and condos, connected by bridges and pathways. The development will also include a 30-acre nature preserve to restore the natural habitat. Home sites are currently available for sale with the support of Strategist LLC. For more information, visit whitecaplivingnpi.com.
Copper Property CTL Pass-Through Trust Issues Monthly Reporting Package for November 2024. Copper Property CTL Pass-Through Trust has filed its monthly report for November 2024 with a total distribution of $7.2 million or 0.96036 cents per trust certificate to be paid on December 10, 2024. Certificate holders of record as of December 9, 2024, will receive the payment. The trust's reports and SEC filings can be accessed on their website. Established to acquire retail properties from JCPenney, the trust's objective is to sell the properties promptly. Managed by Glass Trust Company, LLC, the trust is externally managed by Hilco Real Estate, LLC. Forward-looking statements caution of risks and uncertainties. For more information, visit the trust's website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.